Wikipedia.
Today is Tuesday, May 28, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Nicholas of Worcester. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, where we delve deep into the pages of Wikipedia to bring you stories from the past and present, unraveling the intricacies of history and what they can teach us today. In this episode, we explore the life of Nicholas of Worcester, a medieval English Benedictine monk who was also a chronicler and philosopher, whose works, though sparse, give us a unique glimpse into the religious and intellectual landscape of the 12th century. Nicholas of Worcester lived during a time of remarkable transformation in the medieval world, as institutions like the church were solidifying their power and influence. But who was this monk, and why should we still talk about him today? Nicholas, connected with the Worcester Cathedral Priory, was not just any monk. His thoughts and writings, especially those about philosophical matters, demonstrate the complexity of medieval theology and its intersection with daily life during the period. Now, let's unpack some interesting facets of Nicholas's life and works. First off, he was said to be deeply involved in the intellectual movements of his time. His surviving works indicate a robust grounding in logic and philosophy, fields not typically associated with monks of his era, who were more often focused on theology and liturgical duties. One might wonder, how did a monk in Worcester get involved with these advanced topics? Well, during the 12th century, the Renaissance of the 12th century was in full swing, bringing with it a renewed interest in ancient texts and philosophies, particularly those of Aristotle. Monasteries, such as the one in Worcester, often served not just as religious centers, but also as beacons of learning and education. They were the universities before there were universities. Nicholas took these ideas and ran with them. He was known to have written about the eternity of the world, a hot topic back then, which discussed whether the world had a beginning or had existed forever. Such topics pushed the boundaries of theological thought and often bordered on the controversial. Imagine the scene, a dimly lit scriptorium, the air filled with the rustle of parchment and the faint scent of ink and candle wax. There, Nicholas of Worcester would have sat, quill in hand, debating within himself and with others whether the world itself had a starting point, a question that went right to the heart of the medieval understanding of God and creation. But Nicholas's contributions didn't stop at heavy philosophy. He also compiled annals, which are basically records of annual events. These writings are crucial for historians today because they offer a window into the past, showing us the year-by-year unfolding of events and how people of the time perceived them. So, why should Nicholas's life matter to us now, in the modern world? It's not just about historical curiosity. Understanding figures like Nicholas helps us appreciate the depth and breadth of medieval thought and its influence on modern institutions. The questions Nicholas grappled with about the universe, existence, and the divine are in many ways the precursors to the questions we still wrestle with today in philosophy and science. Furthermore, his work raises questions about the role of religious institutions in the intellectual life of a society. How do religions support or stifle philosophical inquiry? How do they contribute to or hinder the progress of science and understanding? These are not just medieval concerns, but are strikingly relevant today as we continue to navigate the relationship between science, religion, and education. Consider this. What avenues of knowledge might we be unconsciously suppressing today? Are there parallels between the intellectual battles of Nicholas's time and the science-religion debates of the current era? These are questions worth pondering, questions that can help us navigate our own societal and ethical dilemmas. Nicholas of Worcester's life reminds us that the quest for knowledge and understanding is a timeless endeavor, transcending the boundaries of epochs and cultures. It suggests that every age has its own frontiers of thought and its own challenges, and that perhaps by looking back, we can find ways to move forward more thoughtfully and inclusively. So next time you find yourself looking up at the stars, wondering about the universe, remember that you're part of a long line of thinkers stretching back through history, all sharing the same deep wonder at the mysteries of existence. Maybe, just like Nicholas of Worcester, you're part of a bigger conversation, one that's been going on for centuries and will continue long into the future. That wraps up our journey into the life and times of Nicholas of Worcester. I hope this episode has not only enlightened you, but also inspired you to think more deeply about the connections between our past, our present, and the future we are building. Thank you for tuning in to Wikipedia. Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and as always, keep learning.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Nicholas of Worcester. Thanks for listening. See you next time.